The Bush administration has released its final accounting for fiscal year 2003, which ended in September. The federal government spent $374 billion over budget. Though that is one of the highest budget deficits in U.S. history, it's not as large as had been forecast. White House officials are calling the numbers proof that President Bush's fiscal policies are on the right track. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The White House predicted just weeks ago that the deficit would add up to $455 billion. So when the final numbers came in tens of billions under that, many in Washington seemed relieved. Treasury Secretary John Snow said the numbers show the U.S. economy is well on the path to recovery. Office of Management and Budget Director Joshua Bolton said they mean the economy is gaining momentum. But not everyone saw the numbers as favorable news. For example, ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee, John Spratt of South Carolina.
This deficit is $216 billion bigger than the deficit we incurred last year. Almost three times, more than twice the size of last year's deficit. That can't be good news by anybody's measure.
And by all accounts, the deficit will get worse. Office of Management and Budget Director Bolton said the deficit will reach $500 billion next year. The Bush administration points out that though that's far worse in dollar terms than the record Reagan deficits of the mid-1980s, it's not that bad relative to the size of the U.S. economy. Still, the deficit is very deep, and Republicans on the House Budget Committee, like Christopher Shays of Connecticut, are blaming it on spending.
Congress and the White House, frankly, have done a terrible job restraining spending. It's gone up 10 to 15% every year for the last few years.
Shays says that Republican leaders in the House and Senate and President Bush will have to keep spending under control in the coming years. Shays wants the entire federal government to freeze all spending increases for 1 year. He says that could significantly repair the deficits. But the Bush administration has not outlined any such plan. And Democratic budgeter Spratt says deficits are forecast for years to come.
That's not a good sign. That's a structural deficit, which is what we feared all along, and it will require major retrenchment, major cutbacks in spending, and I think a major reconsideration on the Bush administration's part of its tax cuts.
Spratt and many Democrats conclude that cutting taxes in 2001 and earlier this year left the Treasury without enough money to pay for everything Congress appropriated money to, hence the deficits. But Republicans in Congress say the tax cuts were necessary to jumpstart the economy. Ohio's Rob Portman serves on the Budget Committee and is chairman of the Republican leadership of the House.
What we need to do now is we need to keep our spending under control. If we do that and we allow the economy to grow, we will be able over time to get out of this deficit position. To repeal the tax relief at this point would be a mistake in my view because it will have a negative impact on the economy.
The White House says Congress should stick to the president's spending plans and the budget will eventually come back to balance. But those plans don't include some initiatives President Bush himself has begun to outline in his bid for a second term, like making the tax cuts passed as a temporary measure permanent. Nor do they include future spending requests for operations in Iraq. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.